and welcome to Unceded Airwaves. This episode is called Palestine Updates and is pretty self-explanatory. I'm Danny. I'm our Indigenous Collective Lead here at CITR 101.9 FM in Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam territory that has been labeled as Vancouver. I use she, her pronouns, and I am Otipemsa Nehio from Treaty 6 area on my paternal side. And today I'm joined with...
Hey, y'all. My name's Cooper. I'm Scottish and Anglo-Indian, and I was raised on Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam lands. I use she, her pronouns as well, and I am very happy to be on the mic talking about Palestine today.
Thank you very much. So, first we will be playing Real Game Part 2 by Scholastic and DRB Day Day, who was sent to me on Instagram by a producer who in the industry, in the Indigenous music industry, which we might be covering in a later episode. Shout out to Landback Records. So that's who we're playing now. And then next, Sleep by Mama Rudgyal, MTHC, who we've been playing all February. We are playing only Afro-Indigenous artists this February to kind of match up with our ghost mix, which is what plays in between shows that is playing, has been coded to play only Black artists for this month. So, hope you enjoy.
Hey, yo, that's real game, right there, right there. Knew we crossed paths again, didn't know when or where. That moment's in my head on repeat. Knew you throwing game when I see you cross the street. Damn, what are the odds making me pause? Break the facade, we both do wrong. Last I checked, you bounced to Vic, I to Nanamo. See you in Van City, where did the time go? He was close to me, like my next to kin. So approach like, what's good, and how you been doing? Still chasing tails, still racing that trail. Still running around like your logic won't fail. Me, I just got out of a 3-year, needing a breather. Yep. Ain't settling, but I ain't playing either. Nah. And even though we on different paths, but the same page, your energy never left, it never changed.
What goes around comes around, once in a while. Is this fantasy, or is this real game? What's up, must come down, dismount your clothes, your name, you know. My plane, cause it's a part of the game. Oh, cause it's a part of the game. Oh.
And so that's real game, right there, right there. The connection lit off, hot like a flare. Can't deny it works from the jump. We had a quartz, you and me together. Something like July the 1st, fireworks. I could feel it in my gut. Wasn't gonna say what's up till I called your bluff. Yup, I got my guard up and I keep it intact. So when you game, bet I game right back. Never mind that, let's pick up where we left off. The vibe's right there, so what you thought? I'll see you at the spot and when we roll through, it's laughing, drinking beer, kicking it like we used to. No matter how close we get, it's arm's length. No matter what I forget, some memories I take. So even though we on different paths, but the same page, your energy will never leave, it'll never change.
What goes around comes around, once in a while. Is this fantasy, or is this real game? What's up, must come down, dismount your clothes, your name. You know my plane, cause it's a part of the game. The game.
Baby, every time no lies. You make my body feel all of your medicine. No matter where you leave it in, baby, give me all of it. Put me right in my place, I'll put it right in your face. Give you a taste, making you feel type of ways. Damn, babe, please do it again. I'm ready to fold, wanna give you everything. And make you wanna give me everything you got. No better feeling than you inside. I want you, baby, I need you. Let me feed you, please, you feel you. When you look at me,
listening to Unseated Airwaves.
I'll put it right in your face. Get you a taste, making you feel type of ways. Damn, babe, please do it again. I'm ready to fold, wanna give you everything. And make you wanna give me everything you got. No better feeling than you inside. I want you, baby, I need you. Let me feed you, please. You feel you.
Nardwuar, a human serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. Do 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 do.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes: the bear, the elk, the antelope.
When it comes to the origins of the Afro-Palestinian community, there have been several direct influxes of African migration to Palestine over the years. From at least the 12th century onwards, if not earlier, African Muslims made regular pilgrimages to the Middle East. This included the legendary Musa Musa, the 10th leader of the Mali Empire. Many African Muslims who participated in the Hajj, the annual pilgrimage to Mecca, would visit the Al-Aqsa Mosque on their return journey. Some Afro-Palestinian families are said to be able to trace their roots as far back as the 12th century, when their ancestors journeyed to Palestine from Sudan and Central Africa to visit the Al-Aqsa Mosque, many of whom served as guards to the sacred building. Over the years, some African pilgrims settled permanently in Palestine, marrying local Palestinian women and having interracial Afro-Arab families. A number of Africans came to Palestine during the time of the Ottoman Empire, when they were assigned to guard the Haram el-Sharif, or Temple Mount as it is known. Towards the end of World War I, the British general Edmund Allenby led a military campaign against Ottoman forces. As such, the British hired conscripted laborers from Nigeria, Sudan, Senegal, and Chad to build railroads and lay pipes in Jerusalem. Sounds familiar. and lay pipes in Jerusalem as part of the British Engineering Corps. During the British mandate in Palestine, particularly in the 1930s, the number of Africans migrating to Jerusalem grew steadily. The most recent major influx of African migrants to Palestine occurred following World War II, in 1948, when Zionist forces committed atrocities and heavily enforced the colonization of Palestine, which ultimately culminated in the occupation of Palestine, known as the State of Israel, being established. Many African Muslims who made their pilgrimage to Palestine around that time were forced to settle permanently as borders were closed and tightly controlled. Some Africans even joined the Arab Liberation Army and fought on the side of the Palestinians to defend the Al-Aqsa Mosque, as well as their presence in Jerusalem. Thank you to our member Aditya, who brought up this topic of Afro-Palestinians and shared this article from Travel Noir, who we sourced most of that information from.
Hey everybody, it's Cooper again. I wanted to start by giving a few shout-outs of who I follow to stay updated with what's going on with all the Palestinians in crisis right now in Gaza and elsewhere in Palestine. I like to keep updated with the Palestinian youth movement on Instagram. And I also want to give a shout out to a friend. His name is Yahya Abdul Ghani. And you can find his at, it's YAHYA_ABDULGHANI. And Yahya is Palestinian, so I like to follow him on Instagram and keep up to date with his stories and his posts, because he always has something really educational to say about what is going on in Palestine, about the genocide in Palestine, and I'm sure it's a really hard thing for him to wake up and make posts about and have to reflect on, but he does anyways. Yeah, so check him out.
I'd quickly like to read the letter put out by Matthew Green, who is a member of parliament on behalf of the NDP. So he sent this to the Board of Governors at the University of British Columbia today. Dear university administrators, as members of parliament from the New Democratic Party of Canada, we are deeply troubled by recent events at the University of British Columbia's Vancouver campus, including the Social Justice Center, SJC, a student group committed to advocating for human rights and a friend of the station. Oh, you didn't say that, but I said that, because the SJC is a friend of ours. The SJC has been the target of a distressing incident, which not only undermines the principles of free expression and anti-discrimination as protected under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, but also raises serious concerns about the safety and well-being of students. Offensive stickers associating the SJC with the phrase "I heart Hamas" were distributed across campus, an act of defamation that has significantly harmed the reputation of the SJC and exposed its members to harassment and backlash. This incident, orchestrated by individuals associated with Hillel BC Society and further amplified by individuals and politicians online, demands immediate attention and action. Furthermore, the university's response to this incident, characterized by a lack of decisive action and communication with those affected, is disappointing. This lack of action reflects poorly on the university's commitment to fostering a safe and inclusive environment for all students. The recent surge in Islamophobic and anti-Palestinian racism in Canada following the violence in Israel and the Gaza Strip underscores the urgency of addressing such incidents with the seriousness that they deserve. We are concerned that organizations like Hillel must be held accountable for the actions of their associates when those actions contribute to a climate of fear and hostility on campus. We stand in solidarity with the Social Justice Center and those affected by this injustice. We implore the leadership at UBC Vancouver to conduct a thorough and transparent investigation into this matter and to publicly commit to upholding the principles of safety, respect, and inclusivity on campus. It is imperative that the university not only condemn these acts of hatred, but also implement policies that safeguard the security and safety of all students in alignment with the protections afforded by the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Ensuring the safety of students is paramount, and comprehensive policies that protect students from hate speech and harassment are crucial for maintaining a respectful campus environment. We urge the university to reevaluate its measures for preventing such incidents to enhance the accountability mechanisms in place for campus organizations and their members or associates. The university must take decisive steps to ensure such incidents do not reoccur, reflecting our shared commitments to the values enshrined in the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. We look forward to your prompt action and response on this critical issue. Sincerely, Matthew Green, MP, Hamilton Centre, Lindsay Matheson, MP, London Fanshawe, and Blake Desjarlais, MP, Edmonton Griesbach. Shout out Blake Desjarlais, he's Métis, he's from, I think, Saddle Lake Métis Settlement, I'm not sure, but he's from a Métis settlement, and shout out, that's my nation, and Blake Desjarlais does some really good work. Again, that statement was from Member of Parliament Matthew Green, Lindsay Matheson, and Blake Desjarlais on behalf of the NDP House of Commons to the UBC Board of Governors. I want to emphasize that this action, these stickers, harms Jewish students, Muslim students, and students across all areas on campus. This harms everyone. Zionism is not a Jewish issue. Mm-hmm. Zionism is predominantly a Christian issue. And as someone who was raised Christian, I was raised Christian Zionist. Mm. And the majority of Zionists are Christian Zionists. Mm. It is astounding. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you need to look it up. And I think you need to learn. Anti-Zionism is not the same as anti-Semitism, and this hurts everyone. These stickers put Jewish students in danger, and Hillel House is supposed to be a safe place for Jewish students. This harms everyone, and I'm so glad to see that the Social Justice Center is being advocated for as it deserves to. A lot of people, volunteers at our station, are also members of the Social Justice Center, and I can say firsthand that they were scared. Like, this was very scary. I remember looking on Twitter, and the things people were saying were absolutely horrifying about the SJC and its members. So please stand up for the SJC and pay attention to what's going on around you.
Hi, this is the caption to the Palestinian Youth Movement's most recent, they're not their most recent post, they're the pinned posts on their Instagram, and I just wanted to read it out because it's really telling of what we're working towards right now. The US, UK, Canada, and EU have the diplomatic and financial leverage to force Israel's hand and end this man-made and entirely preventable famine, with thousands of aid relief trucks waiting right across the border in Egypt to be able to cross over and deliver relief. We demand end the mass starvation now. Lift the siege on Gaza today.
And with that, let's go into an ad and music break. For music, you will be hearing Likeline by Prado Monroe and You Can't Play With Me by Journey. Again, we're playing all Afro-Indigenous artists this February on Unseated Airwaves. Thanks for listening.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone. MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Catch you my night, surfing through waves like the internet. God is listening, a test. I can never ever rest. I feel his heart, it's in my chest. I can take another breath. I breathe this bitch like cigarettes. Just a look and I was dead. Please look into my eyes. I miss Medusa. I might use ya, bruise ya.
So the track You Can't Play With Me by Journey was literally just like a little kid named Journey rapping about, like, if you don't do your chores and your homework, you can't play with me. Tidal, I use Tidal, not Spotify or Apple Music, so it's kind of hard because a lot of artists don't upload their stuff on there. Journey has a few songs on there, but occasionally it will put an artist with the same name. It'll just put their music on the other artist's page. So if you go on Journey's Tidal, it's a mix of her and this random little kid rapper. So you're going to hear BYO by Journey. My sincerest apologies. What's her name? What's her name? I don't know her name. I'm in
it. Tell me what goes on at night. If I want to take you, if I want to break you off, no doubts in my mind. You're on a mission. Tell me what goes on tonight. Cause I wanna take you, I wanna break you off. Cause I wanna take you, take you. I wanna break you off. Rules are meant for breaking, and my body's so impatient. Don't even need no explanation to do what we do. Rotation, baby, it's so good for taking, and your touch is so amazing. I need all of you. I won't even put up a fight. Just don't be afraid to make sure I get enough. No doubts in my mind, yeah, you'll treat me right. I wanna take you, I wanna break you off. Cause I wanna take you, take you. I wanna break you off. Cause I wanna take you. I wanna break you off. I wanna break you off.
It's Nardwar to Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at Doo-Doo-Loo-Doo. Doo-Doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Welcome back to Unseated Airwaves. My name is Danny. I'm the Indigenous Collective Lead here at CITR 101.9 FM, and I run the show you're listening to called Unseated Airwaves with the Indigenous Collective. Today I'm joined by our member Cooper as well, and my girlfriend Mila here in the background, who's also a member. And Aditya couldn't be here, but he submitted that piece on Afro-Palestinian people that we read earlier. So some of the artists that you've heard today, let's start with Mama Rudgal, MTHC, she, her, they, them. Mama Rudgal is Afro-Nitsitapi, which is Blackfoot, and she is a professional hip-hop and R&B artist and the founder of Indigenous hip-hop and multimedia group called Rudgang Entertainment, based in Burnaby, BC. You also heard Journey, she, her, who is Jamaican Lumbee Cherokee and is an R&B artist born and raised in NYC. And then you also heard from Prado Monroe, she, her, who is Afro-Colombian and Red River Métis. You also heard a track featuring DRB Day Day, he, him, who is born and raised in LA and is Squamish, Kwakwaka'wakw, Tlingit, and Afro-American. Firstly, I'd like to give a trigger warning for self-violence and just brutality in general. As we're recording this, it's the 25th of February, so the day before you're likely hearing this. If you're hearing this on Monday, you might also be hearing this on Saturday, so almost a week from now. But today, Aaron Bushnell, who is an active duty member of the U.S. Air Force, lit himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. He said, "I will no longer be complicit in genocide," before lighting himself on fire. And his last words before ending up in critical condition and being taken away by ambulance was "Free Palestine," over and over again. I'd also like to note that as he was burning, a cop that was there pulled a gun on him as he was clearly making a self-sacrifice. Aaron Bushnell said, and I quote, "I will no longer be complicit in genocide. I'm about to engage in an extreme act of protest, but compared to what people have been experiencing in Palestine at the hands of their colonizers, it is not extreme at all. This is what our ruling class has decided will be normal." And next, I will read from an Instagram broadcast channel. I'm still not too sure on how they work, but if you follow Let's Talk Palestine on Instagram, also follow their backup, Let's Talk Palestine 2, as in the number, you will hopefully be able to join the broadcast group through there. Daily updates on exactly what is happening in Palestine. I will be reading from last Monday till today. So keep in mind that what you hear for the next 10 minutes or so is what's happened in the past few days, and the statistics just get worse and worse. Here's what was posted this past Monday. Gaza death toll surpasses 29,000, which doesn't include the thousands buried under rubble. Israeli airstrikes hit Gaza, a town near the city of Sidon, the farthest north of an Israeli attack has gone since October, except for the assassination of Salah al-Arawi in Beirut. Israel says it hit Hezbollah arms depot, but local reports say it hit civilian factories, wounding 14-plus civilians, mostly Syrian and Palestinian workers. Israeli forces abduct 25-plus Palestinians overnight across the West Bank. The U.S. proposes a U.N. Security Council resolution for, quote, temporary ceasefire to rival Algeria's resolution for a permanent one, which the U.S. says would hinder, quote, Hamas-Israel negotiations. The U.S. resolution uses toughest language from U.S. so far and warns against a Rafah invasion, but still falls far below the mark. Hamas attacked 15 IOF soldiers in Khan Yunis, claiming all were killed or wounded. All EU states except for Hungary called for an immediate pause to lead to lasting ceasefire, plus discouraged the Rafah invasion. This past Tuesday, so February 20th, 103 Palestinians killed, 142 injured in Gaza in the past 24 hours. The U.S. vetoed a third U.N. Security Council ceasefire resolution, while all members voted in favor, except the U.K. abstained. The Biden administration claims that it would derail ongoing, quote, Hamas-Israel negotiations. This move has been condemned by many Western and Arab countries. I'd like to note that, really, that is a red flag. Keep an eye out for Hamas-Israel war, because that says everything. If we're using that language, it's Hamas versus the Israel Defense Forces, or as we call it, the IOF, the Israeli Occupation Forces. Notice the language we use here and the dehumanizing of brown people. The UN World Food Program to suspend aid delivery to northern Gaza due to, quote, security concerns from chaos sparked by mass starvation and a breakdown of social order. Those in the north are being starved, forced to resort to eating animal feed and plants. 16% of children under 2 are, acutely malnourished. Israel says it killed 3 Palestinians in airstrikes on Jenin in the West Bank, and soldiers and army bulldozers stormed the city. A reminder that 103 were killed. They claim 3. the British Labour Party finally bows to pressure, calls for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire to prevent rebellion among party MPs. UN report: Israeli soldiers executed, beat, and sexually assaulted Palestinian women and girls. As of Wednesday, the 21st, 118 Palestinians killed, 163 injured in Gaza in the past 24 hours. Israel bombs Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria in one night, killing more than three people in airstrikes on homes in Damascus, Syria, and a woman in South Lebanon. The UK considers suspending arms export to Israel if they invade Rafah. Nasser Hospital, Khan Yunis, has become a place of death as Israel delays evacuating 110 patients, 15 remaining medical staff struggling to treat patients without running water, oxygen, electricity, and food, sewage water flooding emergency and radiology departments. Al Amal Hospital in dire situation after 30 days of ongoing Israeli siege. Brazil withdrew its ambassador to Israel for, quote, talks after Israel condemnation of Brazilian President Lula's comparison of the Gaza genocide to the Holocaust. The Israeli occupation forces abducted 40 Palestinians overnight across the West Bank. The UK Parliament passed a Labour motion for an immediate ceasefire, but with several caveats and conditions, watering it down. As of Thursday, February 22nd, 97 Palestinians killed, 132 injured in Gaza in the past 24 hours. Massacre in central Gaza after Israeli shelling of homes killed 40 Palestinians and injured more than 100, the majority being women and children. John Hopkins' report projects that continued Israeli attacks and disease could kill more than 74,000 Palestinians in Gaza in the next 6 months. Israeli strike targeting vehicle in Jenin, West Bank, killed one Palestinian, injured 15. Israel's parliament passed a motion to oppose the recognition of a Palestinian state, signaling to the world that Israelis are united on this issue and attempting to distract from the internal rifts destabilizing the government. Again, refusing to recognize the sovereignty of Palestinians, an issue we see mirrored here. We must stand together and stand up for our siblings, our cousins, our relatives across the ocean, because we would hope that they would do the same for us, and they have. Al Jazeera is the, although it's based in, I believe, the UAE, has covered residential schools more than any other news network. These are shared effects of colonization, and we cannot be complicit. And again, as of Thursday, Houthis announced ban on U.S., U.K., and Israeli-flagged ships from nearby seas, surprisingly adding submarine weapons to strengthen their trade blockade on countries complicit in genocide. Steep decline in aid trucks entering Gaza, as only four trucks arrived on Wednesday, while the daily average went down from 133 to 47 trucks from February 9th to the 14th. As of Friday, the 23rd, 104 Palestinians killed, 160 injured in Gaza in the past 24 hours. Massacre after Israeli bombardment of a home in Deir Abala in central Gaza, killing more than 24 Palestinians, while only one functioning hospital remains in central Gaza, unequipped to receive that many injured. Biden reverses Trump policy that refused to describe Israeli settlements as illegal under international law following Israel's plan to approve 3,300 new units in settlements. The U.S. has long called Israeli settlements illegal, while Israel's never faced any consequences. So this seems to be just another attempt to subtly pressure Israel. The Israeli offensive forces detained two 10-year-old Palestinians in the West Bank for 6 hours, accusing them of throwing rocks while playing outside. I hope you took that moment to really think about that. As of yesterday, Saturday the 24th, 92 Palestinians killed, 121 injured in Gaza in the past 24 hours. mass anti-government protests across Tel Aviv as Israelis have grown impatient to a lack of a hostage deal and are calling for an election to see their prime minister leave, showing mounting disdain for the government. Police have arrested 21 people and reports show the use of water cannons to disperse protesters. An Israeli air raid hits a home displacing Palestinians in Rafah, killing 7, including 1 child. Gaza ceasefire talks in Paris seem to be the most serious push in weeks. Israel's war cabinet will continue to vote on proposed outline and framework, indicating that something, quote, tangible was produced, especially as Israeli negotiators will be sent to Qatar to continue talks. This doesn't mean a ceasefire is close or that Israel has halted its plan to invade Rafah. These talks are unpredictable and subject to change. Armed Israeli settlers also assaulted 2 Palestinians at a makeshift checkpoint in Hebron in the West Bank. And we are recording this at 9:25 p.m. on February 25th. This is an update as of 4:45 p.m. today. 86 Palestinians killed, 142 injured in Gaza in the past 24 hours. Palestinians in northern Gaza are being starved as they've been cut off from aid as Israel's relentless bombardment has prevented aid transport from southern Gaza. UNRWA hasn't delivered any aid since January 23rd. That's over a month ago. Kamal Adwan Hospital North reports increased malnutrition. 1 in 6 children are severely malnourished, and hospitals are struggling due to lack of fuel, medicine, and ambulances. Almost all aid in Gaza goes through Rafah Crossing in Egypt in the south, but in recent weeks it has been almost totally halted, dropping from 200 trucks a day to 57, some days less than 20. 2,000 trucks with enough to feed the entire population have piled up outside the crossing, prevented from entering by Israel. Israel is starving people in Gaza. Israel is murdering people in Gaza. Meanwhile, Israelis have been protesting for weeks at Karum Abu Salem Crossing, blocking these aid trucks. Netanyahu affirms Rafah ground invasion, says a hostage deal would only somewhat delay the invasion. Again, we just talked about all of the countries that are putting out all of these things saying like, okay, well, you better not invade Rafah. We're gonna keep a little eye on you. Until you invade, don't invade Rafah or we'll cut ties. They're invading Rafah. Who knows how many will be killed in the next 24 and 48 hours. Please follow Palestinian creators. Please download Telegram if you need to keep up with this. But this is a broadcast channel on Instagram. Let's Talk Palestine. Again, please join. Every day there's these updates. And I know it's hard. I know it's probably destroying our mental health. But think about what it's doing across the ocean. Like, we need to use our voices to stand up against this genocide as privileged people. And you listening, you're likely a UBC student. We are on such a ledge of privilege that it is wrong to not speak about Palestine. Please stay informed and please stay speaking about Palestine. Land back means free Palestine. If you support Red Dress Day, if you wear an orange shirt on Orange Shirt Day, you need to be standing in solidarity with Palestine as well. As we cool down from that and feel that anger, please take this time to go and check out that account that I was just talking about, Let's Talk About Palestine, and join the broadcast channel that I just read only up to last Monday. There's so much more, and there's so much more that's happening in the future. You'll be hearing the track Taina by Za Papaya, Gotopo, and El Carnalito. And then after that, you'll be hearing Cuckoo by Gotopo and Don Electron.
Santita, fiesta de santo en casa María. Prende la vela india taína, pásame el ron en la guarapita. Frutas y flores pa' mi santita, fiesta de santo en casa María. A mí me dio una negra, te tienen vela prendida. O no la prenden de noche, otros la apagan de día. A mí me dio una negra, te tienen vela prendida.
santita, fiesta de santo en casa María. Vente la vela india taína, pásame el ron en la guarapita. Frutas y flores pa' mi santita, fiesta de santo en casa María.
Afere fumo boecum, tanto mis muertos me están guiando. Washu pochino lietum, bajo el claro luna estoy brillando. Siento mi orihuela pa' lo santo, ardo como el agua que estoy soplando. Los tambores suenan mi mente elevándose, dándole ánimo a lo que canto. Dos bendiciones, un polvo de allí, unos oriki sobre un meleque. Aceite coroco y un poco de mel, mucha fe pa' poder complacer.
Pásame el ron en la guarapita. Frutas y flores pa' mi santita. Fiesta de santo en casa María. Prende la vela india taína. Pásame el ron en la guarapita. Frutas y flores pa' mi santita. Fiesta de santo en casa María. Prende la vela india taína. Pásame el ron en la guarapita. Frutas y flores pa' mi santita. Fiesta de santo en casa María. Prende la vela india taína. Pásame el ron en la guarapita. Frutas y flores pa' mi santita. Fiesta de santo en casa María.
Mafere fumbo boecum, canto mis muertos me están guiando. Mafere fumbo boecum, canto mis muertos me están guiando. Washu wajino lietum, bajo el claro luna estoy brillando.
Okay, all right. Now, I know I said that you were going to be hearing two tracks, one right after the other, but I want to interrupt because I was just checking on Zapapaya Music on Instagram, one of the artists that you just heard, and I noticed the caption, and I'm going to read that for you. Taina is a hymn that pays tribute to Afro-Indigenous spiritualities that flourished in the American continent along the process of colonization. Through this song, the Colombian French producer Zapapaya immerses us in the heart of an Afro-Indigenous ritual. Candles, rum, fruits, flowers, Palo Santo, percussions, and invites two masters of ceremony, Gotopo, a Colombian Venezuelan singer of indigenous and Afro-Caribbean descent, and El Carnalito, a Mexican-Argentinian rapper of Santeria religion, endowed with great lyrical skill and spirituality. All these different elements are found in the music. Afrobeat, sets of traditional Colombian percussion, indigenous flute, and above all, a lot of flow.
Quítame la mano, ¿de dónde la tienes? Ya te dije, nene, que eso no es así. Quítame la mano, ¿de dónde la tienes? Ya te dije, nene, que eso no es así.
Una mami rica, bella, tropical. Una noche se fue sola para randia. Deja, niño, echa, échate pa' allá.
Si te va a agarrar, sabe cómo hacer. Mire que no hay nada que temer. Y si no sabe, pues llame a su madre pa' ver si le enseña cómo es que es. Mira cómo mueve la cadera. Todas las mujeres de Colombia y Venezuela, la dominicana, la puertorriqueña. Ay, cómo se mueve esa carota brasilera. Mira cómo mueve la cadera. Todas las mujeres de Colombia y Venezuela, la dominicana, la puertorriqueña. Ay, cómo se mueve esa carota brasilera.
Thank you. Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours.
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we.
Tune in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture, hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja, and the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Disclaimer, Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, contains a high amount of llama content. DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
Catch us every other Sunday at 5 p.m. Besitos!
F7 Entertainment presents hardcore punk band Military Gun, performing cuts from their critically acclaimed album Life Under the Gun in Vancouver on Friday, March 8th at the Rickshaw Theater. Catch them in Vancouver before their upcoming performances at Bonnaroo and Coachella this year. Tickets on sale now at f7entertainment.com.
Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at Doo-Doo-Loo-Doo, Doo-Doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Boycott Starbucks, boycott McDonald's, and boycott Disney. The reason we're targeting this big three is because if we do targeted boycotts that target very specific businesses, it can show a drastic loss, and that shows just the sheer number of us that are standing up against Palestinian oppression and the genocide happening in the Gaza Strip. Land back means free Palestine. Again, land back means free Palestine. Do not be complicit. Keep up with what's happening, please, I beg of you. Especially if you're a fan of our show, because unseated airwaves means unseated airwaves. Arguably, Palestine is unseated. It was never given up to the Israeli occupation forces. This is an occupation, and you need to recognize it as such. You have likely been brainwashed with post-9/11 propaganda to look at anything in Arabic and not even think about it. Like the Nakba, Shireen Abu Akleh, Shajara, it all goes through your head very likely, unless you are keeping up with all of this, and I want you to take a moment to think about why that is. Colorism? Racism? Why do we see the Israeli occupation forces as a more legitimate army? I actually just bought a keffiyeh from Pali Roots, P-A-L-I-R-O-O-T-S. They source from the last remaining textile factory in Palestine for their keffiyehs and textiles. Take a moment to appreciate Palestinian artwork and the fact that this genocide is also a cultural genocide, as all genocides are. And as victims of cultural genocide, we need to stand up and say, no, this is Palestinian culture, and stand up to propaganda. Advocate for Palestine. Palestinians need your help and need your voice. I'd like to read this short flyer from Samadoun Vancouver on their Instagram. Vancouver, Palestine resists. October 7th, Gaza and the liberation of Palestinian political prisoners, a teach-in for Palestine. Join Samadoun Vancouver for a teach-in for Palestine on Palestinian resistance, Palestinian prisoners, and the struggle against the genocide in Gaza. Speakers will include Palestinian writer Khaled Barakat, Samadoun members, and others. This is Thursday, February 29th at 7 p.m. at 1803 East 1st Avenue in Vancouver. Again, this is Sammy Dune Van on Instagram, where you can check this out. They are campaigning for the liberation of Palestinian prisoners. Their at is SAMIDOUN Van, Sammy Dune Vancouver. I'd like to read this post to you from Palestinian Youth Movement on Instagram, Dying for Fuel, the Siege-Induced Catastrophe in Gaza's Hospitals. The health situation in North Gaza, caused by a lack of fuel due to Israel's suffocating siege, is said by the Gaza Health Ministry to be catastrophic and indescribable. Hospitals in North Gaza are without fuel. Al-Mamadani Baptist Hospital and Al-Halu International Hospital, for instance, have both been without fuel for over 10 days, making most surgical operations impossible and allowing for only the most rudimentary medical care. Medicinal refrigerators at nearly all hospitals in Gaza are without electricity, threatening the spoilage of life-saving drugs that hundreds of intensive patients need to live. Dozens of ambulances, civil defense, and medical service vehicles are out of service due to the lack of fuel, causing the injured to have to wait hours or even days to be able to seek treatment, multiplying the risk of complications. Patients requiring dialysis and intensive care are at the gravest risk of death due to lack of fuel for their machines on which they depend to survive. This catastrophe is man-made and man-induced. Ending it requires one thing and one thing only: lifting the siege on Gaza. The collective punishment of the Palestinian people must end once and for all. Lift the siege now. I would like to give a trigger warning before... Oh, what? Oh my goodness. Literally, just as I held the account in my hands, I just watched it shift to people in Canada can't see this content. I was literally just looking at the page, and I was about to give a trigger warning because there were many horrific images on the account, and just now it just popped up. People in Canada can't see this content. This is I on Palestine on Instagram that has 10.8 million followers, and literally as I'm recording this, I just saw it switch to being blocked. This is intentional. Just like the post I just read said, this is man-made and this can be stopped by man. This is not some inevitable conflict in the Middle East as many liberal centrists, libertarians, conservatives like to frame it as. This is a genocide. Pay attention. If you'd like to listen to this episode again, it will be available on CITR.ca and it will also re-air this Saturday at noon. Please share widely and just share Unseated Airwaves in general. Our episodes are definitely really good if you're a settler wanting to hear from Indigenous people and Indigenous youth discussing contemporary issues, history, all of the above. Thank you for listening to this episode of Unseated Airwaves.
It's Nardwar the Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at doo-doo-loo-doo, doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. Collective meetings are hosted on Thursdays at 6 p.m. in the lower atrium of the Nest CITR station, with a remote option as well. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
Disingenuous, I will love loud.
It's taken the same old turn. Don't ask if I...
Hello and welcome to another episode of Music's on the Menu. I am one of your hosts, Alex